transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
When I think of this gospel, my brothers and sisters, I think not just of the women in the story, but of all of you faithful women. You have the deep faith and love of God and for God. So many of you, some of you even are in church before me on Sunday and on other days. The women went to the tomb at the crack of dawn. And they wondered, where is God? Because he wasn't there. Now we just heard even the amazement of Pilate, not realizing that he was truly dead, and finally giving the body to Joseph to be put into the tomb. And the women saw him go into the tomb, and they saw the stone seal in the tomb. And they must have thought to themselves, of course he's going to be there when we go back. And he wasn't. And they were terrified. What could this possibly have meant? He was everything to them. They had followed him around for 3 years. They had ministered to him. And now to, as we say in English, to add insult to injury, not only did they kill him, but now he was gone. They didn't know what to think. And so the angel says, why are you looking for the living among the dead? Come, look where they've laid him. He's not here. And go and tell his disciples, and he's going to meet you in Galilee like he says. This is that great faith that built the church. We know that without our mothers and our grandmothers and our theas and our sisters holding us together as a family, we'd be nowhere. Just like the disciples were hiding because they were so afraid, it was the women who went to the grave. And it was the faithful women, the courageous women, who went to tell the apostles the news. And they didn't believe it either. You see, my brothers and sisters, what took place at Pascha was something the world had never seen. The world had seen people being brought back to life. We have seen people brought back to life in hospital rooms. But no one had ever seen someone bring themselves back to life. And this is where God is such an amazing, graceful God. Is he gives us what we need. No one saw him raised from the dead. The only thing the world knows is that on that Sunday morning, the tomb was open and he was gone. And then they saw him later. But no one actually saw him get up. Because if we had witnessed, any human had witnessed that amazing power of God, as Presbytera likes to tell me, their heads would explode. Because we can't handle the pure truth of God's power in front of us. And so God protects us. by shadowing himself just a little bit, but then appearing to us and giving us the proof that he is alive. And here we sit 2,000 some odd years later. We have our faithful women in church all the time praying for us. But we have something greater that they did not even know about yet in this morning's gospel. And that is, we have been united to Christ in our baptism. Because of the resurrection, because of God's great gift to us, because of our baptism and our chrismation, we are physically united to this Jesus Christ who raised from the dead. We, Christians, Orthodox, are blessed to have the actual body and blood of the Creator of the universe flowing through our veins when we receive Holy Communion. And that is greater than any miracle we can witness with our eyes. To share in the very source of life of the universe. This is what the women witnessed in their love for God. And this, my brothers and sisters, is what we can witness when we open our hearts to the kind of faith that these women had. Open our hearts to be able to risk everything to express our love for God. I mean, just put it in perspective. 2,000 years ago, the tomb was outside the city gates, outside the protection of the city, the wild land outside the city walls, and the women by themselves went at early dawn. They risked their life to be with God. I pray for the day that we would risk just a little reputation to be with God. That's the great opportunity that this morning's gospel offers to us, and the great challenge. To come and to be in God's physical presence in His church. And as Orthodox Christians, to come and be in communion with Him. As Christ said right before going to the cross, He said, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you." And then at the Last Supper, He says, "Take, eat, this is my body. Drink, this is my blood." We're going to hear those words in just a few moments. Because He is risen, we can do that. And so I invite you to find the faith and courage of these women and to rededicate your life to where Holy Communion is the single most important thing in your life, because it is the only thing that matters. Everything else will rot around us once we're dead. But because Christ is risen, we will live with Him in communion. And so I invite you, be constantly prepared to receive Holy Communion. Each and every Sunday, prepare yourselves so you can come into this church and witness the power of God physically from within inside of you, to then go out back into the world and face the world again and return Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Because that is the source of life. And that's what these faithful women have taught us. So maybe when our Yaya looks at us or calls us on the phone and says, "Why you no go to church?" Now we know what she's talking about. To come and to receive Holy Communion. Christos Anesti. Christ is risen. And all new life has come to be with Him.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.